NDOT recently began work on improving the I-65 corridor between Columbus and Seymour. Outgoing Representative Milo Smith says the recent increase in the state gas tax played a large part in getting this and other road projects funded. Do you agree? And what more can be done to maintain and improve area infrastructure?
Well, it was great to have the governor down here, and I'm all for creating jobs, fixing our infrastructure. You know, we need to focus on getting the most from our tax dollars, too, and work towards a long-term infrastructure plan to fix our roads, bridges, and make sure that the potholes are taken care of. You know, this will be a priority for me at the State House, and I was not in favor of the 55% increase in the gas tax passed as it hit hardest everyday working families, the working poor, our seniors on fixed incomes. You know, I want to see the gas tax being used solely for our roads, bridges, and infrastructure, and not for other purposes as well. You know, two things maybe your listeners may not know is that this gas tax also includes automatic increases every year, and the share of gas taxes that come back to our city and county is being reduced from 52% to 47%. So we're paying more at the pump but getting less as a percentage back home here to address our local roads and infrastructure. You know, I'll work to stop the gas tax increases, to restore our share of revenues to Columbus and the county, while keeping a close eye on spending so that we get the most for our tax dollars and fix our roads.